Well, it's CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. Thanks for listening. That was Blood on the Saddle, and Dan will be back in 2 weeks' time. Now it's time for Chips with Everything, the British pop music show. I'm the host, Quentin, and I have my... I actually a diminished posse. Just Dave and Ivy.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Baz couldn't be with us. He's in Winnipeg, and all our guests are lost without trace.
It's true. He's enjoying a good burger there, apparently. Junior's Burgers, under another name. They've been that way for 60 years.
And our show is all about British pop music, and that's what we'll be playing for the next hour or so. You know, sit back and please keep listening. It's Chips with Everything.
You get up and we get down. We're always running around this town. And to think they said we'd never make anything better than this. Cause we're always in full circles. And everyone thinks we're troubled.
and everyone thinks we're trouble. Respect the bottom. Respect the bottom. Respect the bottom. Respect the bottom.
Well, that was Mel and Kim from 1987 with Respectable, and we opened the show with something new from Metronomy, or Metronomy, call it what you will. Anyway, they have a remix of their album, The English Riviera, out now, and that was Corrine. Ships with Everything is the British pop music show on CITR. How's it going, Dave?
Fantastic.
Did you find your phone?
It's all coming together.
If you noticed a worried tone in his voice there, it's because he's lost his phone.
And you never want to be...
for his life.
You never want to be... Yeah, you don't want to be away from your tether.
Indeed. What about you, Ivy? How's your Sunday been?
Really good.
Has it?
Yeah. I just came back from my Oma and Opa's house. We went swimming and everything, and I got still did two tricks of one flipping in an oval underwater and one called hand gliding.
Cool. For me, I slept in late, then I got up, I had bacon.
Excellent.
Then remember that the clock went back, so it actually seemed like it wasn't so late after all.
Wow.
And more or less then I came here. Wasn't a hugely productive day, I have to say, but I love when the clock goes back, and especially like forgetting about it until after it's supposed to have happened.
And on a rainy day when you're inside feeling like, oh man, I just wish I could keep being lazy all day, and then you get the gift of laziness. Nice.
The gift of laziness.
Yeah.
I certainly have that. And it's nothing like a rainy, cold, dark Sunday to, you know, bring out on. Holy shit.
Yeah, it's one of the advantages, I think, if you live in this liquid sunshine, dry rain kind of climate that we live in.
It is.
Yes.
It is. And it's that time of year when, people start getting all realistic about how long this is going to last. And then it's almost like a contest to push it forward. It's like, well... It rains 6 months of the year anyway, so, get ready for it. I don't know why anybody's even mentioning the rain. It's like it always rains for 6 months. And then yesterday in the province, or Friday's province, there was a letter. Somebody's like, well, it rains 300 days of the year.
Wow.
That she said that. That would be 65 days when it wasn't raining.
That's pretty... That's great. That's great. That was, something the province saw fit to.
It was because... the point was, of course, so why would anyone ride a bike in this town?
A natural conclusion. Yeah.
Because you're top letter every day in the province is something about that.
Don't ride bikes. Whatever you do.
Speaking of music.
Good point, Ivy. This is a music show. Yeah.
And we must go on to music right now.
Sounds good idea.
Yeah.
Let's relax and listen to this beautiful music, which is called The Great Egg Grace. We'll be right back. was hanging out with a couple of pals on Thursday, and our mate Eddie, who's from Birmingham, one of the first things he says was, "Hey, have you heard that chick from Fuzzbox is dead?" And I hadn't. And that was how I received the news that the guitarist of We've Got a Fuzzbox and We're Going to Use It died. I guess she must have only been about in her late 30s or maybe early 40s. Anyway, that was them from this BBC Sessions disc, and I'd say this is about the best thing that you can get from them. Track was called She. Before that, it was Fruer with Doot Doot. Now, that song was a hit record, I think, in about 86. No, wait, hold on, I'm getting my order mixed up. Before that was Beak, which is a brand new record. And they have a new album called Beak. And this is a band consisting of Jeff Barrow from Portishead and a couple of his mates, and they're pretty good.
Yeah, it's good. Solid all the way through, I thought.
It is. And before that was the Fruer track.
So do you know what did her in at such a young age?
No idea.
That's sad, obviously.
No, there's nothing about it. But, you know, I think she's been, you know, keeping a low profile for about the last 15 or 20 years. So maybe the public are not clamoring.
Right.
Eddie just came back from his fact-finding mission in England to bring us back news and gossip.
About the quality of pints and the prices of them.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Right.
How much was a pint in Birmingham, remember?
It was quite reasonable.
£2.10.
Yeah.
Pence.
Yeah.
But in London,
four quid. £4.
And then shocking. In Iceland, because he went there too.
Right.
He converted that one. He said $8 for a Guinness.
Right.
$8, so which is basically the same price as Vancouver.
So not so bad. But you got the idea, there was no $4 places in Iceland. Every place was $8.
Do you remember recently we went to Falconetti's on Commercial Drive? They charged us 26 and change for a nothing special picture.
Yeah, I know. That was a shocker.
And then we go to the guy. I'm like, really, $27 for this?
Right.
And he goes, he shrugged his shoulders. Standard. Like, do I look like this is my first time in a bar? like, I think I know what standard is, but it ain't that.
But it was crazy, because then there was another place that was $21 plus tax and tip. So, it's the way of the world, my friend.
You can get them for $12.99.
Good. Yeah, let's go to those places.
We should. And it's, you know, anywhere that wants to have bands, you've got to have reasonably priced booze.
That's right.
That's just a simple fact. Here's another example. Cosmic Zoo on Broadway.
Yeah.
They're always trying to have bands night, bands. But then it's, you know, the service is terrible and it's about $7 or $8 for one pint of beer.
Right. That's not a very
self-respecting music fan, most of whom are poor or mean.
Right. Yeah. That's true.
Simply mean.
Yeah.
It's going to prepare to spend the night there.
David Byrne was talking recently, and you know, when he was talking about something unrelated about how technology and just so many people being able to record and all that, and the cost of it's driven down. That now, and also copyright stuff, you know, performing is driving people actually back into the collective experience of live music.
Mm.
And then he finished this whole long diatribe by saying, "And often there is beer." So here's a guy. And for him, going to live music is very much having a you can tell that when he said it, he wasn't talking about some $12 Heineken, you know?
Right.
He was talking about a beer. It's great. Just a decent, reasonably priced.
You know that he likes to have a good time.
Yeah.
He definitely does.
Yeah. So.
It's, what is the time? It's 5:20. We're all over the place because of the clock changing.
Yeah. Newlandia. That's right.
You're listening to CITR. This is Chips with Everything, the British pop music show. Here's the Age of Chance.
Come on down. That familiar and welcome sound you and our audience have been hearing between the musical bars of our prologue is that of the cash register, totaling up profits for your customers, today's retail merchants. While listening to that welcome sound of the cash register, you've been looking at a form of advertising where product and consumer meet. And it is the payoff spot, the only place the actual sale is made, where you, as the salesman, can ask for the consumer's order even when you're not there, thus speeding your reorder. In the next few minutes, you, the salesman, will have an opportunity of observing the function of successful merchandising in your sales territory. You may not be in the same business as any of the companies whose displays are shown in this campaign, but we hope what you will see will be a challenge to your imagination in the use of this medium. Today's experienced salesman, representing marketing-minded manufacturers, knows that his job doesn't end simply with getting his merchandise into the store. His responsibility to his company and to his accounts continues until the ultimate consumer buys his product. Salesmen cannot be content with just the sale of their merchandise to their customer, but they must help merchandise the sale to the ultimate consumer.
Yes, neighbor, listen. By your words you ensnared. By your words you're liberated.
Hi, we're Sutton Sway, and our new song single, Sing Song, has got an intro, some verses, a gap, choruses, a middle bit, and an end section. When Fine Pro, our image company, said, sing it in 8 dimensions, we thought for a bit, and one of us realized we play music, and the music has got 8 main bits in it. But, even more important, sing plus song make...
Good evening. The last scene was interesting from the point of view of a professional logician because it contained a number of logical fallacies, that is, invalid propositional constructions and syllogistic forms of the type so often committed by my wife. All wood burns, states Sobedevere. Therefore, he concludes, all that burns is wood. This is, of course, pure bullshit. Universal affirmatives can only be partially converted. All of Alma Cogan is dead, but only some of the class of dead people are Alma Cogan. Obvious, one would think. However, my wife does not understand this necessary limitation of conversion of a proposition. Consequently, she does not understand me. For how can a woman expect to appreciate a professor of logic if the simplest clothyard syllogism causes her to flounder? For example, given the premise all fish live underwater and all mackerel are fish, my wife will conclude not that all mackerel live underwater, but that if she buys kippers, it will not rain, or that trout live in trees, or even that I do not love her anymore. This she calls using her intuition. I call it crap, and it gets me very irritated because it is not logical. There will be no supper tonight, she will sometimes cry, upon my return home. Why not, I will ask, Because I have been screwing the milkman all day, she will say, quite oblivious of the howling error she has made. But I will wearily point out, even given that the activities of screwing the milkman and getting supper are mutually exclusive, now that the screwing is over, surely then supper may now logically be good. You don't love me anymore, she will now often postulate. If you did, you would give me one now and again, so that I would not have to rely on that rancid Pakistani for my orgasms. I will give you one after you have got me my supper, I now usually scream, but not before, as you understand, making her bang, contingent on the arrival of my supper. God, you turn me on when you're angry, you ancient brute, she now mysteriously deduces, forcing her sweetly throbbing tongue down my throat. Fuck supper, I now invariably conclude, throwing logic somewhat joyously to the four winds, and so we thrash about on our milk-stained floor, transported by animal passion, until we sink back exhausted onto the cartons of yogurt. I'm afraid I seem to have strayed somewhat from my original brief, but in a nutshell, sex is more fun than logic. One cannot prove this, but it is, in the same sense that Mount Everest is, or that Alma Cogan isn't. Good night.
Mr. and Mrs. Be nice to each other. Mr. and Mrs. You gotta love one another. And all you're hoping for. Be nice to each other, Mr. and Mrs. Friends and lovers, Mr. and Mrs. Sharing each day forevermore. We made a vow we'd always be true. Now that's not hard to do.
That was the delightful husband and wife team of Tony Hatch and Jackie Trent with Mr. and Mrs. They met in 1964, divorced in 2002, and during the course of their lives and relationship, they composed a lot of songs and released a few of them. Their most famous one is the theme song to the soap opera Neighbours, I would say.
Yeah, that's huge.
And
keeps them in clover these days, I'm sure.
And of course, the theme song for the other soap opera, Crossroads. In fact, I would say that soap operas were pretty much their forte.
I know a Peep Tripping Clock called Soap Opera.
What's that?
It's about, like, they found a piece of soap and Quack and Chirp keep singing.
That's another definition of a soap opera. Probably a more entertaining one. I hate soap operas.
All of them universally?
I'd say so. Mm. And my main problem with them is that after you watch them for a little while, they become extremely predictable.
Right.
So as soon as the first little inkling of a story is mentioned, got to go to Newcastle, Edinburgh, Lav. You can, if you've watched it long enough, you know exactly what's going to happen.
That's right. You even know.
That's all it takes. Yeah. And you can see the next 10 episodes.
Right.
Yeah. And,
I'm
just not the sort of guy that likes
that degree of
being validated over the course of 5 hours. And, you know, Coronation Street is now 5 episodes a week.
And what did it used to be?
That's a big commit, a big lifetime commitment.
Did it used to be 1 a week or 2 or something?
When I was a kid, it was 2 a week.
Yeah. Completely reasonable then.
Yeah, and then it went up.
Inflation.
Basically as far as they can go.
Who'd have thunk it, right? You know?
Yeah, inflation affects soap operas as well.
It's very strange.
Before that, we listened to... what did we listen to?
The sound of those very funny people making us laugh.
That was Monty Python's Flying Circus, as they pronounce it on that album. The album of the Holy Grail, which I do recommend.
Well, that's,
you know, if you're a child...
get started now.
And you want something to listen to with your pals all the time? Get a copy of Monty Python and the Holy Grail, the album.
So that had nothing to do with
speaking
the movie?
From personal. No, nothing to do with the movie. The album itself has got tons of stuff that's not in the movie.
That sounds brilliant.
Yeah, it is a good album.
Nice one.
It's a funny one.
And funny.
So go down to your local record library and rent it.
Or perhaps go to Vinyl Records on Cambie and Hastings there on Hastings. Right by the...
Isn't I love those guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Great David guys. Love Jones's shop.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. He's also...
the CITR DJ, David Love Jones.
Of Afrobeats, fame and fortune. Yeah, yeah.
Love his guy. Yeah, he does a great show on Friday nights, which is just like funk, disco, you know, African dance music, anything rhythmic and cool. He pretty much plays it all.
Wow. So. But he'd never play you, although you're rhythmic and cool, right? He'd never play you. He's not a playa in that sense.
Nah, I don't know. He's pretty broad. He likes soul. He likes R&B and funk.
Yeah. He's got a heart as big as a whale. Oh, maybe.
He's got a shop as big as a whale.
That's true.
It's definitely the best record store in town.
And that is his heart.
Easily the best record store in town.
Maybe we should go there soon and pick up a little piece of... Instead of buying a pizza, buy a pizza music.
And we're talking about Vinyl Records on Hastings and Cambie, actually, is basically the cross street there.
Yeah.
You know, he needs all the help he can get because it's covered with scaffolding right now, going through that whole Vancouver experience. All right, it's 5:46 on CITR 101.9 FM, Chips with Everything, the British Pop Music Show.
And just to be clear, that's 5:46. So do not disagree, unless, of course, you're tuning in from Iceland, in which case it isn't. Otherwise, if you're local, it is, in fact, 5:46 p.m.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, 7, you know.
We got to say hi. I should have given a shout-out to my wife for when we played Mr. and Mrs. That was for you, Jessica.
Yay, Jessica listening.
Yeah, I hope she is.
Yeah.
May not be, though.
Yeah, but she knows catch it on podcast. Oh,
that's
dear.
That's the problem.
Wow, yeah, that's because she's too busy making you, let me think.
The last time she did it.
Schnitzel.
No, the last time she did it, Adam wouldn't let her.
Oh, these things happen. You got to roll with it. It's always the podcast.
Yeah, I was going to say
www.citr.ubc.ca.
Right, go in there, look up shows.
And if the podcast isn't good enough for you... How about the Twitter account?
Really?
Do you tweet?
I am not allowed to, apparently. It's my driver's license says I'm too old.
Good for you.
Thanks,
but
man.
CITR does have one.
Yeah.
So,
good.
You know, everybody, please subscribe and find out.
And then,
I don't even know what you find out from subscribing to CITR.
And then please send me a, I don't know, text me? Is that modern enough? Yeah, man. Yemen.
I'll text you whatever it is CITR have been twittering.
Yeah.
Basically, that's all it is. It's like you subscribe to a text message.
Right. That we all share. So sharing's good. I think it's good.
Okay, let's listen to something off the new 45 by local Vancouver act, The Transmitters.
Sunday, November 4th, Portland's Typhoon brings their enormous sound to the Rickshaw Theater. Mixing parlor music with indie rock sensibilities, this 12-piece is a band that simply cannot be missed. Special guests include the incredible Laura Gibson and Lost Lander. So this is an amazing triple bill you can only catch at the Rickshaw Theater on Sunday, November 4th. Advance tickets are available at liveatrickshaw.com for only $12.
born without a pair of horns. It was you, Jezebel, it was you. If ever an angel fell, Jezebel, it was you. Torment man, it was you, Jezebel, it was you. Could be better had I never known a lover such as you, forsaking dreams and all for the siren call of your own. Like a demon, love possessed me, you obsessed me constantly, but even star that my fate's design should be. Jezebel, it was you. If ever a pair of eyes promised paradise, deceiving me, believing me, leaving me blue, Jezebel, it was you.
Well, it's pretty much time for us to leave now. That's the sound of Tom and Jones. Actually, a new 45, a single on vinyl that they sent to the radio station. I don't know what record label he's on now, but I like them because they give us free things. Which Evil is the A side, Jezebel is the old side. I know that from the Herman's Hermits version.
Which one? Jezebel?
Yeah, yeah, I do. Okay, is it time for us to say goodbye, folks?
I think, yeah, I think it is. It's time for us to, okay, that's an affirmative. Copy that.
We'll be back in 2 weeks' time. What's coming up next?
So Salacious. It's going to be good, good, good.
That's
Nathan
like
Corey.
Podcast beats and mixes and things like that.
Nice.
After that?
Oh, it just keeps coming, doesn't it? More Than Human. Garth's going to be doing that at 7. And then, of course, Rhythms India. I think it's Rhythms India. I always get it wrong. It's also Techno Progressivo. So it's either Anoop or Mike. That'll take you to 9 when Bootlegs and B-Sides with Do Ran will run until 10. And then, of course, it's time at 10 p.m. for DJ Smiley Mac. DJ Smiley Mac. Doing Transcend Dance, and that'll keep you smoothly dancing until the middle of the night.
Sounds good. I'll be listening, and we'll be back in 2 weeks' time.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
If I wanted a kiss or a little bit of squeeze, she was always willing to do her best to please. The girls made to love and not to tease. Sally was a good old girl. Well, Sally was a good old girl. Sally was a good old girl. No matter what the regrets, she gave me her best. Sally was a good old girl. Aha! Now her folks were poor and she helped what she could. Sally was a good old girl. She was the hardest working girl in the neighborhood. Sally was a good old girl. Well, she walked up and down the street all day, selling neckties to the ones who'd pay. If you didn't have the money, she would give them away. Sally was a good old girl. Well, 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 Sally was a flower child. Man, oh man, she was wild. No matter what the regrets, she gave you her best. Sally was a good old girl. She was the favorite with the, all of the men. Sally was a good old girl. And all of the other girls despised her then. Sally was a good old girl. Do you believe me that Sally never minded? She never cared. She kept on working and doing her share. She wound up married to a millionaire. Sally was a good old girl. Well, 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 Sally was a good old girl. Sally was was a good old girl. Yes, no matter what the regret, she gave you her best. Sally was a good old girl.
CITR 101.9 FM, so salacious. This is a new Free the Robots track. It's called Everything's Fine of Free the Robots Volume 3.